At the Gate by Bill Dugan. July is blazing everywhere. July brings the peak of summer, a time when the days are long and the warmth of the sun is at its most intense. As we move past the summer solstice and delve deeper into the season, the northern hemisphere continues to bask in extended daylight, with Earth maintaining its tilt toward the sun. The days are filled with sunshine and the nights are usually comfortably warm, perfect for stargazing and enjoying the great outdoors, even if this year has been a scorcher in some places. July is also a time of vibrant life and activity. Gardens are flourishing, with fruits and vegetables ripening, flowers in full bloom, and lush greenery all around. It's a month that embodies the height of summer's beauty and bounty. The air is filled with the sounds of birds singing and insects buzzing, and the scent of freshly cut grass and blooming flowers is everywhere. For me, July evokes a sense of celebration and energy, much like the lively atmosphere of a summer fair or a festive parade. It's a time to embrace the outdoors, enjoy barbecues and picnics, and take advantage of the beautiful weather to explore nature and spend time with loved ones. So, as you move through this glorious month, take a moment to appreciate the blazing beauty of July. Enjoy the abundance of summer and the joys it brings. And the big news continues. Yes, it's still big news that we're recording every article in the monthly issues, so you can listen to the entire issue while you're on the go or in your garden. On the main Table of Contents page, just look for this button in the top left area, and you can begin listening to the entire issue. Or on any individual story page, please look for this image near the top of the story, under the headline, to start listening to individual stories. I've heard from countless readers about how valuable the audio version is, if you're ever out in your garden or on a long road trip. The sound of green prints is soothing, healing, and inspiring. And please don't forget that you can also print the entire issue if you prefer reading green prints in hard copy format. Just look for this button on the Table of Contents page, located on the right side of the page, under the Start Reading button. Here's a quick summary of what's new in this issue. I know you'll enjoy reading this issue. Gardening News. Executive publisher Don Nicholas shares with you his monthly commentary, this time about his recent trip with his wife Gail to the Caribbean island of Nevis, a beautiful and magical place. Be taken away to the Caribbean with Don's tale. Garden planning. Every month, you get advice and entertainment about a practical, seasonal gardening matter. This month, Food Gardening Network's Amanda MacArthur gives you some advice about planning and planting a late summer or fall garden. Cultivating Wisdom. Regular contributor Becky Rupp is featured every month, covering topics that divulge all sorts of facts you might not otherwise know. In this issue, Becky covers crocuses and the very expensive saffron they produce. You always learn a lot with Becky's stories. Garden Giggles. Perennial contributor Mike McGrath delivers his usual knee-slapping, sometimes gut-busting, humor about something in the garden. This month, Mike's first green print story appears again, about an onslaught of tomatoes being thrown, and Mike wasn't doing stand-up comedy when this happened. Get ready for some good laughs. Harvesting Health. This column is my own piece, and this month I cover the health benefits of melons. Learn all about how healthful these beautiful orbs can be. Green Perspectives. Stalwart Green Prints contributor Diana Wells shares her remembrances of tomatoes, boys, and poinsettias. Just a delight to read Diana's stories. Gardening Life. Green Prints founder Pat Stone shares his lifelong struggle with peas. Always a funny gem from Pat. Seasonal Thoughts. Green Prints editor and publisher Christy Page shares her garden thoughts every month, and seasonally appropriate, of course. For this issue, Christy reveals her real-life encounter with a bear eating her blueberries. Plants. We love. Every month, you get interesting and fun articles about different plants. This month, learn the story of a New England strawberry gardener. Truly an adventure. And then there are the perennials in every monthly Green Prints magazine issue. Stories from the garden. These mainstays have been part of Green Prints since our first year of publishing in spring 1990. Gardening stories from the heart that will lift your spirits and make you smile or laugh. Books, kits, and calendars. Every month you get crafting projects that include keepsake storybooks, story collections, art prints, greeting cards, and calendars. Letters to Green Prints. Read messages that readers have sent us, good feedback, and sometimes constructive criticism. Read these messages, and we hope you'll be inspired to send us your own feedback to share. Check out this entire issue, and I know you'll find some joy during these hot days of summer. And let me know what you think. I'd truly love to hear from you.